All calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling the Claims Center. My name is Alexandra. How may I assist you?
Hi there. I'm calling. I guess I actually am just looking for some clarification. I had called Roadside earlier today. I had a flat tire. They ended up sending somebody out. I thought it was going to be require a tire change. The man checked the tire. It did not require a tire change. He instead was able to plug the tire and fix it. And he said that would be $80. He only takes cash. I didn't have cash, so I had to leave and go get cash. And he's since paid and everything. But I was calling about, I guess just wondering for, like, my insurance policy, like, what exactly is covered in Roadside? Is that $80 all on me? Is that something that Mercury can reimburse me for? So I'm just curious. And I did ask for a receipt, and he did not provide me a receipt. He said he never provides receipts. And so I don't have a receipt, but I did ask for one. So anyway, I'm just curious sort of what's covered under Roadside.
Okay. Yes, I could definitely assist you with that. What's a good callback number for you in case we get disconnected?
Sure. It's 650-454-0122.
Thank you. And do you have your member ID, or what's the home address on the policy?
The home address is 1124 Madison Avenue, Redwood City, California, 94061. And then did you want the policy number?
Bear with me just a moment. I think I pulled up a policy. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is Rebecca.
Okay, I'm not seeing a Rebecca. Could it be under someone else's name?
I mean, the primary on this insurance is Adam Hammer. That's my husband.
Okay. Let me try the policy number.
Okay.
Or contract number.
04. So the policy number is 0401-0513-0191-848.
There's no record found. And you said you're with Mercury, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you speak to Mercury already or no?
Yes, I've spoken to a few different people at Mercury today. I spoke with someone when I called for Roadside. I spoke with someone when I called to ask a question about payment, and now I'm just calling to get some clarification.
Okay. And the address that you provided to me, was that the address that was on the Roadside Assistance contract as well, or did you have a previous address before that?
No, it should be that address. It was actually at the man came to patch the tire at that address, 1124 Madison Avenue, Redwood City. And that it should, I mean, that's where we get all of our Mercury mail. We've been here for several years now, so that should be the only address on file.
Okay.
Our previous address was 3516 Farm Hill, but we haven't been there in several years.
Okay. So I'm not seeing a policy for you guys with Mercury. Just want to advise, we are the third party that works with them.
That's really weird. I've literally talked to three different people from Mercury today, and I've given the policy number each time, and it popped right up.
Okay, bear with me.
Like, I'm looking at my insurance card right now.
I'll try to see if I can get a Mercury agent on the line.
Okay.
Bear with me just a moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't get that. If you're calling about your auto policy, say yes or press 1. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble. Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Mercury Insurance. This is Linda. How may I help you?
Hi, Linda. I am calling for some clarification. I called Roadside earlier today for a tire issue. I thought it was going to require a tire change. Somebody came out to check it out. He ended up not having to change the tire. He was able instead to patch the tire, which is great. And then he said, that'll be $80. I only take cash. And I was like, well, I don't have $80 in cash. So I had to leave to go get cash. And then I asked for a receipt. He said he doesn't provide receipts. So I guess I'm just calling to see about sort of for my policy, what exactly is covered under Roadside? Like, was that $80 that I paid him, like, all on me? Is that covered by Mercury for him to come out and end up patching the tire? I guess I'm just curious about how that goes.
And that's a good question. What is your name, please? Let me go ahead and bring that up real quick.
My name is Rebecca Sullivan.
And what's the policy number?
0401-05-1301-91848.
Okay, let's see. So 0401-05-1301-91848. May I have you just verifying the address for the billing, please?
Sure. 1124 Madison Avenue, Redwood City, California, 94061.
Okay, let's see. And what vehicle was this on?
2016 Acura MDX.
Okay, because you do have the roadside assistance, but in regards to the, like you mentioned, all they did was patch that up and they, and you said they didn't give you a receipt.
No. And I asked for one, and he said he never provides receipts. He doesn't do receipts. Mm-hmm. And I kind of pressed him on it, and he was like, I don't do receipts, which I thought was a little strange, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, I mean, Roadside Assistance, I mean, they have their own Yeah, their own policies. What I was going to mention, I can go ahead and get you to our customer relations, okay? Because what I was going to mention, if they give you a receipt, I mean, I can give you an email where to forward for, you know, to get reimbursement. But you said he didn't give you a receipt, and that's the first thing they'll ask for is a receipt. But I can get you
right
to the...
Right, and I knew that, and I wish I had pushed him a little farther, but I have my baby with me, and she was crying, and it was this whole thing, and I was like, okay,
yeah.
I can't sit here and, like, debate him about this, you know? But, yeah, he would not provide me a receipt. So I guess my other question, too, is just, is that standard in this situation for a reimbursement to happen, or is that like $80 that I paid him to patch the tire, is that on the customer?
Yeah, and that's a good question. See, that's why I was going to try to get our main office, which is our customer relations in California, mm-hmm. and they would be able to answer mm-hmm. that for you. Okay, so okay. let me just get somebody for you.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll be able to get somebody at that department since they didn't get you a receipt and hopefully for a reimbursement. Okay? So
okay.
let me just get somebody
Thank
for you.
You
real quick. Just be a couple of minutes. Hold on.
Sure. Okay.
It'll just be a couple of minutes and they'll be right with you, okay? Hold on.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hi, is this Rebecca?
Yes, this is Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. My name's Sharon. I'm going to get you over to someone that can try to pull that call and get clarification of what happened, why you were being asked to pay money.
Okay.
Can you tell me what time and date you called for roadside assistance?
Sure. I'm sorry. Hold on. My baby is being really fussy. Sorry. I had actually originally called this morning. Hold on. Let me look at my call log. Okay. I had originally called, this morning at, it looks like 8:16, and then I called again at 9:06, and then, yeah, so I called at 8:16. I was actually originally told there wasn't much that they could do, and then I called again at 9:06, and I talked to someone who was very helpful. She said they would try to find someone who could come out to help with the tires. I was on hold for a while. She came back and said, we have someone who will be there in an hour. I was like, great. And then at around 10:50 a.m., the man arrived to help with the tires. I thought it was going to be a tire change, but it was not a tire change. He checked the tire, and it turns out he was able to patch it, which was great. So he did not have to change the tire. He patched the tire. And then, so at this point, it was maybe like, 11:15 or 11:20, around there. And then he said beforehand, before he patched it, he said, it's $80. I was like, okay. So then he patched it, and he said, I only take cash. And I said, I don't have $80 cash. He said, that's the only payment I take. So I had to go get cash. When I came back, I said, is your $80? Can I get a receipt? He said, I don't do receipts. I don't have a receipt. I don't provide receipts. I was like, well, there was a transaction here, service, payment. There should be a receipt. And he was like, no, I don't do receipts. So that was that. He just did not provide a receipt and went on his way. So I'm just calling to clarify, essentially, because the service was performed, my tire's fixed. I'm glad about that. I'm curious about if that's covered by my insurance policy or like through roadside or whatever, or if that's something that I can be reimbursed for through Mercury. And if so, if you should have provided a receipt, I guess I'm just
okay.
For clarification.
So patchwork is not covered by the policy. What roadside assistance
okay.
does cover, I'm going to read this off to you.
Okay.
The company's roadside assistance provider will provide the following services at the place where the automobile was disabled: towing, locksmith services, battery jump start, flat tire change, delivery of fuel or other motor vehicle operational fluids, but not including the cost of the fuel or fluid, and towing from entrapment in snow, mud, water, and sand. So that's all that would be covered under your actual
okay.
policy.
Okay. So patching is not covered. So that's purely
no.
Okay.
No, that
okay.
we would
so that
if you switched out tires, that the flat tire change is the only thing related to a tire, or if you know you need a tow.
Okay. Yeah, so that's really what I was looking for, because I talked to several different people. I keep getting, like, passed around to different people on the phone, and other people have said, like, oh, that is covered. You can be reimbursed, but you needed a receipt. That's weird that he didn't give a receipt. And then other people were saying it wasn't covered, but I hadn't actually had someone read that. So where can I find that so that I can reference it in the future?
Okay, it's called the policy provisions. It's something that was sent to you a while ago. If you need a duplicate,
okay.
I can get you over to the agent's office, and they can email it to you if you'd like.
That's okay. I can do that myself. No big deal. I just wanted to make sure I
okay.
could know where to find it for the future.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. I'm glad that now I have clarification about sort of what services are provided.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a good day. Thanks for calling Mercury.